Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 164. This is Dave, and I'm going to be doing a solo review on Star Wars Rogue One. I just saw the movie a couple of days ago, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I'm visiting up north, visiting family and friends, and actually I went with Gil, and we checked it out in an AMC theater in 3D. And it was pretty epic. It was enjoyable. But I'm gonna get into all that. And I got a funny story about us watching Rogue One. It was some crazy crap that happened. But I will get into that. All right, guys. So Rogue One, it's a standalone. Well, actually, it's a prequel Star Wars story. It in the timeline of Star Wars, it takes place after the Revenge of the Sith and before the events of A New Hope. It's a PG-13. It got an 8.3 on IMDb and an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good. The premise for it is the Rebel Alliance makes a risky move to steal the plans for the Death Star, setting up the epic saga to follow. It stars Felicity Jones, Diego Luna, Mads Mikkelsen. I like that guy. Donnie Yen, total badass. Love him. Forrest Whitaker is in it. Great actor. Ben Mendelsohn, I think is his name. Mendelsohn, I'm sorry. And Alan Tudyk. So if I can just kind of get to it, I'm just going to talk about the likes of the film, and I'm not going to get into any spoilers, guys. Don't worry. So what I like about the film, first of all, it feels like a Star Wars movie, 100% through and through. It's just Star Wars. So great job by director Gareth Edwards. It just has that feel, and it's just a Star Wars film, you know. Props to them for that. The special effects, that's another main like of the film for me. Top notch. The effects look great. They look like they took their time with them. They spared no expense. The budget was pretty high. I think the budget was like, $200 million. It was a pretty hefty budget, and it shows. And I think when you put, you know, quality, you know, effort into a film, it pays off. You know, the audience and moviegoers, like, we're not stupid. I mean, we could tell when you guys skimp out or like cheap out on films and try to make a quick turnaround and try to make a quick buck out of, like, you know, low effort. And these guys really put a lot of effort into the special effects, and it showed. Also props to them for that. What else I liked about the movie, the characters. You actually care about the characters. There was adequate character development. Specifically, like, I personally liked Donnie Yen's character. He really stood out to me. Donnie Yen is a total badass in real life, martial arts expert, B-level movie action star, really huge overseas and in Asia, and he's just a badass. Like, I love Donnie Yen, man. He's been in a lot of movies. He might be most popular for, like, Ip Man, that series, and he was also in Blade 2. He played a pretty cool character in that. But for Star Wars Rogue One, I really like his character. He's like a human that's blind, and is kind of in tune with the Force. And he's very wise. He's kind of like a sage, like a monk, but he's really skilled with martial arts and can kick ass. Real cool character. The other standout character for me out of the whole movie is K2SO, the droid. And, Alan Tudyk, voices K2SO. And I thought K2SO was, he was fun, man. He was a really fun character. He was well done. I think the voice acting was fantastic. He had a good feel to him. He was humorous. He was badass at times. And I really enjoyed that character. I think he was my favorite character out of the whole damn movie. What else I like about the film without spoiling it? Darth Vader. This is not a spoiler. I mean, he's featured in the trailers. Everybody knew that Darth Vader was going to make an appearance. And Darth Vader does. And the cool part about it is that you actually see, this is like minor spoiler, you actually see Darth Vader in action. Like, he's doing his thing. And there's a lot of times, like in the Star Wars movies, like the originals, I mean, you kind of see him doing his thing, but it's alluded to, you know, how badass he is and his history. But you really don't see Vader kicking ass. And in one of the prequels, the third one, when Anakin finally makes the transformation of Vader, everybody was expecting to see more Darth Vader in that, you know, in that movie with like updated special effects for the time. And it was a complete letdown because they didn't really show shit with Vader. He just kind of turned into Darth Vader and he's like screaming in the room. No, it's like, you know, I felt kind of cheated when I left the theater, to be honest. And I was kind of pissed. But in Rogue One, you see some stuff with Vader, man. You see just how dangerous he is and how badass. And I really appreciated that. Darth Vader is just like one of the most iconic villains in film history. And it was just badass to see. What else is great about the movie? Let's go back to the effects. The recreation of some of the characters from the previous films that we've seen. You know, some of these actors are like deceased, and I'm not gonna tell you who they show. I'm not gonna spoil things for you people that haven't seen the trailer. You know nothing about it. but what they've done is they've recreated characters. You know, from actors that are like deceased that can't play them anymore. And it's full CGI fucking characters. Like, it is insane. It's so amazing what they've been able to do. It's almost perfect. It's almost perfect. Like, if you really study and look at it, you know, you can see that it's a CGI character. But, you know, like, if you're like an old person with bad eyes, I mean, you are going to be duped. I mean, it's pretty damn spot on, and we're almost there. The tech is almost there to bring actors fully back to life. And it's kind of a controversy. Like, we talked about it on a podcast, like whether, you know, if that's something we want to see, like them bring Bruce Lee back. Is it disrespectful to bring back dead actors? Because you can't really duplicate their performances or their skill and talent. There's no way. You know, these people are originals and one of a kind. And, you know, I don't give a shit how good of voice acting you do or how good the CGI is. You're never going to duplicate these actors and their talent. But it's still kind of awesome in a way to get them back. You know what I mean? Even if it's not fully them. And I'm kind of torn on whether or not I want to see that or not. Because in some ways it's kind of disrespectful and weird. That's just my opinion. But in other ways, it's kind of cool. But, huge jump in CGI technology there. I was like pretty blown away. We saw it in Tron Legacy with Jeff Bridges when they made him young in that. The Clue character. And we also saw it recently in the third Captain America movie, Civil War, where Tony Stark is young. There's a scene in that where he looks, you know, he's young, and the CGI for that is so impressive and seamless. It's just fucking crazy. So that's another main like of the film. Dislikes, I don't really have many. Let's see. So as fun and as awesome as the movie was, it was a solid Star Wars film, but I didn't find it mind-blowing and absolutely just like, you know, epic and amazing. It wasn't that good. It was a solid action adventure Star Wars movie. And for, you know, to get the grading right out of the way, you know, I do letter grades. I'm going to give it, for what it is, you know, a action sci-fi Star Wars movie, I'm going to give it a B. You know, it could go B plus. It was good, but I'm going to stick with a B. That's a good grade. I don't think it was the best Star Wars movie, but it's up there. It was definitely fun. And for you guys, that are Star Wars fans, 100% worth the ticket. 100%. You gotta go see it. If you're bored and you just want to see an entertaining, good movie, it's also worth the ticket. I thought it was a fun movie. I saw it in 3D. And funny story, I'm sitting there, watching a movie, and, the screen goes black and the alarm goes off. Like, you know, it's like, just an alarm, a fire alarm, whatever it was. The lights start flashing. Everybody's confused. It was so just like fucking eerie. It was really weird. And I never had that happen to me before. And first thing I thought was fire. And then here's another thing. And I know this is a movie podcast. I'm not going to get too deep. But the other thing I thought right away was gunman. You know, active shooter. And this is the day and age that we live in. And I immediately thought that, you know, fire or some gunman, you know, something going on crazy like that. But, you know, thank God it was nothing like that. Nobody got hurt. We just got evacuated from the theater and then they let us back in and we finished the movie. So, that was something odd that happened, watching Rogue One. But anyway, guys, that's going to wrap up the episode and the review. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the review. And we will be back with more movie reviews, movie talk, and just, you know, entertainment, fun, and talk. So until next time, guys, you know, have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holidays. Hope you spend it with friends and family. And we will catch you with the next episode. Later.